The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Hi, Mr. Alvarez. Caring for your health. So we're talking for your physical needs. And so, in respect to health, also one should have bitachon Hashem. Come on, together with that, to the proper established tivis. You know, we've said this before, but I want to repeat it again. People look at it, there's something called bitachon, and there's something called ishtadlus, and it's not true. You can either say everything's bitachon, everything is ishtadlus. There's not two different things that seem to be contradictory. If we call it ishtadlus, we have ishtadlus ruchnis and ishtadlus gashmis. In other words, a person in respect to health, ishtadlus gashmis is to get guidance from doctor or somebody like that, what things are healthy for you, what are not healthy for you, what to stay away from, what to do. Shtadlus ruchnis is to have bitachon Hashem, that Hashem is watching over your health, and to daven to Hashem, if one is not healthy, that he should have a refuah shleima, that he is healthy, Hashem should retain his health. So they're both established and they're both bitachon. Both are things that we're supposed to do, interact with the doctor and interact with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And in both of those, we have to be talking to Hashem to realize that even when we're interacting with the doctor and all the other medical things, to realize that that's also part of the way Hashem told us to behave. It says, V'rapi, y'rapi. It says in the Torah that Hashem gave permission for the doctor to be involved in our health. And that's the only answer we have to go to him. Otherwise, we'll be up to go to a doctor. And we should know that the refuah also, that the doctor is not the one that's going to make it happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the food to go, the makhluk to go away, it'll go away. And if he doesn't want to go, it won't go away. The doctor won't change that. But it's the proper anhoga, proper behavior to go to the doctor, and that's why we do it. The tzaddik that once told me, I don't know if he's alive anymore, that he volunteered to be the fundraiser of Kirill Kazanish, Rebbe Kirill. And Chaim Kanievsky used to learn in the Kirill over there. And one day his doctor, not his doctor, this person had something happened to him, he couldn't walk. And he was homebound, and Chaim Kanievsky was during the Kirill, so Dr. Satoni wanted to visit him, because Kirill. So Rav Chaim went to
Kol HaLashon.
Somebody else to visit him. And he knocked on the door, and the person yelled out that he can't walk, he can't get to the door, so he can't answer the door. They want to speak to him, he's near the porch, that's the passage. If they go to the passage from one flight down, they'll be able to speak to him. So anyway, Rav Chaim went downstairs and called out to him and said, I wish you a refuah shleima, and everything should be well. The bottom line is that this guy just got up and he started walking. Suddenly realized, how could I be walking? The doctor said, it'll take another few weeks before I get better. Anyway, that's what happened. So he was all excited and happy. And a few days later, went to the doctor to get checked up just to make sure everything was all right. The doctor said, how did that happen? You know, this machla takes a few weeks. So he said that a tzaddik came to visit me, gave me a bracha. Okay. A few days later, he met Rav Chaim, and he said, thank you so much for the bracha. You should know that after giving me the bracha, immediately I got better. So Rav Chaim says, nothing to do with me. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you a refuah. The person told him, but I was sick before you came, and right after you left, I got better, supernaturally. So Reb Chaim, as we know, is a big honor, didn't want to take credit for it. So he said, I'll tell you, it's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Havdil. It says, how could it be that people go into the house of Avodah Zarah, sick, and they come back healthy? The Gemara answers that Hashem decreed that this person is supposed to get healthy at that moment. He happened to walk into the base of Avodah Zarah. Hashem didn't change his plans just because the guy decided to go into the base of Avodah Zarah. So Chaim said also, Hashem decided you should get better now. I don't get any credit. Kamavan, the bracha of a tzaddik is very powerful, but with his anova, I didn't want to take credit. But that, what he's saying is true, though, that everything has a time span. We don't know what it's going to be, but we do believe that it does have a time span. Even more than that, it says that Hashem is always creates the refuah before the makkah. So whenever we get a makkah, something that's painful, something that's hard, we have to know Hashem gave it to us. It means that Hashem also created refuah for this makkah. And therefore, we just have to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like I said, the Iker Shtadlus is that feeling that I'm good hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that has a very powerful effect to be merata in physical situations. We know that so many of the different diseases that people have today stem from stress. That's what it's all about. Shlomo HaMelech already wrote in Mishlei, Ruach ish echalkel machaleyo. The person's in good spirit, echalkel m'siyat ha'shmai to get past his machla. So we could always be in good spirit, no matter. In the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more we feel that, and we let that feeling overpower the discomfort and the pain, and that will bring Siyad Shemai for Rafua, for anything that needs Rafua. Call to Shalom Shah.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.